And I said, Psalm 77:10, this is my infirmity or weakness, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Pray for us, saints, as we try to trust God to go through this, that he might receive the honor with the message, and keeping in mind his thought, when God is in the way. When God is in the way. There has been an occurrence, notably in and on the peripheral of our country the last 2 weeks, not completely upon us, but certainly again has come to us. This hurricane, this catastrophe of water, wind, and force. And I thought about that, and like I said, the Lord even brought it to mind. Be honest with you, I was trying to go a different way. I thought I had the word for, and I guess we'll get it next week. But he said, go this way for today. Right now, there's a whole lot of people who need our prayers for life and livelihood. The storm, the hurricane, has gone by, to the most degree, about in Canada, Nova Scotia area. It's getting up there. And you sometimes notice, if you look at it, if you follow the news, I'm not saying for you to spend your time doing that completely, but they have a way in which once they see it develop from one stage into another, beyond and besides trying to see how large it is and could be and what category it might become, they try to discern a path of the hurricane. Now that's essential because it helps to prepare oneself. But there's a problem. The problem is man, with all that he has at his disposal, cannot definitively determine the way. And I thought about an irony. The Lord put an irony in my mind that not only that, but the fact of that man, and I say man, and I'm not saying in a disparaging manner. He does what he could and can. But there's something when it comes again to these things that occur within the creation of God. I'm a little askance of using the term nature because of the way in which it's used in the culture in a secular manner. See, God didn't create nature. He created what we know is to be the sea, the land, the star. You follow what I'm saying? See, because when you see nature, sometimes you even see it put into literature with a capital N. Nature, as if it's some deific kind of thing. Like nature in and of itself has some power of its own, some sovereign way it can do things. But that's just not the case. See, because man can't control it. I think that's part of it. They can't control it. And I thought and another irony is they can't control it, but they got the nerve to name it. I ain't got no problem with that, but you understand it's not a contradiction, but there's nothing they can do about it. There's nothing, and it's a whole lot of things, it's hurricanes and tsunamis and volcanoes and earthquakes and these kind of catastrophic kind of forces that have come with a part of, you know, the climatic things and all kinds of, you know, things that deal with our climate and try to tag things on it, but they can't always, again, and right now, they cannot stop these kinds of things that occur. They're working at it, amen, and one of the, again, essential things is to try to be able, once it began, to see if they can discern or to some way find out which way this thing is going, because that means we're talking about the track, the path, the journey that is taken, so that even if you can't stop it, at least you can get out of the way. And then you have that where you have this thing coming upon different parts of the world, from the Pacific or the Atlantic, and this recently one here. And as it comes and approaches, it's a proliferation of news. All the channels have it. Amen. You know, everybody's talking about it. Sometimes it seems to me that they're excited. You know, like, we got some news. You know, because they got tired of the other fake news. And so this is something, and I don't mean they want something to happen, but they seem to invigorate it because they stay on it. But watch, I notice that as the hurricane, as Dorian, as Dorian starts to go off the scene, the news starts to drop off the TV. I noticed in CNN that Dorian was at the top for about a week and a half. Now I clicked on it to see what's happening to these people so we know how to pray. And I couldn't find it at first. It was down here somewhere. And all the political nonsense was up at the top. It don't take long for people to forget about you. Sometimes, again, you're left with as a means or a maxim. That means what is it you're going to say to yourself when you have something like this that you can't seem to be able to do anything about? And sometimes, with all that's being said, folks are left with this saying, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. That's all something they can do. Hope for the best. Prepare for the worst. And let me just say this to you. If you don't have God in some way in your conscience or in your life, that's the best you can do. But let me also put this in here that sometimes, like the excuse expression, it's the spiritual or biblical elephant in the room. That word, that expression, elephant in the room, means when you talk around something, everybody know what just got on your mind, but don't nobody want to say it. You know, you've been in that conversation before. Yeah, you're talking all around the thing. And everybody knows just what you're thinking, what you're saying, but ain't nobody saying it. And what I'm talking about is the fact is that God, again, they know about this, and even people who are atheists, see, they jump on the bandwagon. There is in the back of the mind sometimes, where is God? You understand what I'm saying? Because if this thing here does not have a, excuse expression, mind of its own, per se, then what can be done? Where is that one that you talk about? How come he can't stop this? I will tell you, first of all, I don't have all those answers. But I tell you this, God is still sovereign. And watch this here. And even though I don't have that answer why God can't stop something, it's not that he can't. He has the ability. Yes, you understand? But let me put it this way. Even though God might not choose, I don't know why, and don't even do this. Don't always call something that's a natural evil, as you expect, not in a moral sense, See, that's the problem. We put evil in a basket. There's not just moral evil. That I can understand. That's when judgment will come. But this is not always moral evil. This is a thing that comes. This is trouble. This is catastrophe. It has nothing to do all the time with God judging somebody. Don't make that mistake all the time. You don't know the end and the beginning. God knows that. So don't get into theologically and jump in there and try to attribute something to God that he is not directing in a visible way. Amen. You don't know that. But we do know this. Even though he has not chosen to stop it, does not mean that God is not aware of what's going on. And so we know that there's a lot of things on a lot of minds. We have to be careful, even as believers, that we are not become evangelically immune to the aspects of human suffering. That yes, they need Jesus, but they also need help. Yes, sir. Are y'all with me here? And sometimes, again, if you could, you know, people's, their worlds are colliding. You got the visible and all those things we see visibly, but then it's that own, those stories, those folks that within a whisper of a storm, everything's gone. Everything's gone. And questions come in their mind, and that's why we need to pray. Don't ever make people think that you know something you don't know. Because you're a believer in Christ, because you know certain things that you should know about the Lord, you should know these things. You should know what he did on the cross and his resurrection. You should know how a person should get saved. But you don't have all the answers to the things that happen in this life and in the world. You don't have, and you need to say so. But we can put one thing to this. I do know this. There's certain things you and I know and should know about God that we can say. That God has not changed. God is not new. God is not mean. God is sovereign. God is good. And God is merciful. Now, whatever else I can do with that, I don't know, but I can do that. I can tell them that. And they might even look at you like you must out your mind. I'm not here to see. There's something too, brothers. So when people suffer, you need to know how to use discretion and wisdom before you jump up on them and pin them against the wall. You need to be saved. You need to watch yourself and understand how to use mercy before you start grabbing somebody around the collar.